So let's review. Zakta Mishnah, Shleishim Vishesh Krisis Batur. There are 36 transgressions in the Torah that are punishable with Karas as follows. Haboa La'im, one who cohabited with his mother. Balishas Av, or with his father's wife. Valakala, or with his daughter-in-law, his son's wife. Habala Zachar, a man who had relations with another man. Valabahima, or with an animal. Visha Mavi Habahima Aleh, or a woman who had relations with an animal. Haba al Isha Ubita, one who cohabited with both a woman and her daughter. Ve'ishasish, or with a married woman. Haba al Achaisai, one who cohabited with his sister. Valachais Aviv, or with his father's sister. Valachais Imai, or with his mother's sister. Valachais Ishtai, or with his wife's sister. Valachais Achib, or with his brother's wife. Valachais Achi Aviv, or with the wife of his father's brother. Valanida, or with a woman who had her period. Vahamagadav, one who blasphemed the name of Hashem. Vayvarbaitzkechav, one who worshipped idols. Vanoisin Mizari Lamaylach, one who sacrificed his offspring to the Maylach. Ubaloyev, one who practices a certain form of sorcery. Machal Shabbos, one who desecrates the Shabbos. Vatamish Achal Kaidish, a Tamei person who eats from a carbon. Vaboal Amikdash Tamei, a Tamei person who enters the Beis Amikdash. Vaoichel Chelev Vedam Veneiser Upigal, one who ate forbidden fats, or blood, or the leftover meat of a carbon, or the meat of a carbon in which the Kain had a Machshebes Chutzes Manei, intentions to eat it after its designated time. Vashaykh Dumal Bachutz, one who slaughtered or burned a carbon outside the Beis Hamikdash. Vayichel Chametz BePesach, one who ate Chametz on Pesach. Vayichel Vayisim Malacha B'Yom HaKippurim, one who ate or did work on Yom Kippur. Vamefatim Es HaShemen, one who duplicated the Shemen HaMishcha. Vamefatim Es HaKeteres, one who duplicated the frankincense. Vasach Es HaShemen HaMishcha, one who smeared himself with the genuine Shemen HaMishcha. VaPesach VaMila Mitzvah Saseh, one who did not bring the carbon Pesach, or one who did not circumcise himself. As Rashi explains, all these 36 creases apply only if one transgressed intentionally, but two of them did not give him the necessary warning. However, if Adam did give him a warning, then some Averis are punishable by death, and other Averis are punishable with Malkus lashes. The remainder of the Mishnah will be discussed in Dav Zayin. The Gemara asks, Minyanu Lamali, why does the Mishnah inform us of the total number of creases? After all, the Mishnah could just enumerate all the creases, and we could add up ourselves to arrive at the sum. Birchan answers that by stating Shleishim Vishesh Krisis, the Mishnah teaches us that in the case of Shegig, Shem Asin Kulim Hel Ma'achas, Chayva Kol Achas Va'achas, if one inadvertently violated all the 36 Yisuri Krisis, he's required to bring a separate Karban Chatas for each transgression. The Gemara cites six other Mishnayos that also give the number of items mentioned. The Mishnah Masechta Shabbos states, Aves Malachas Arbam Chatzra Achas. There are 39 primary Malachas forbidden on Shabbos. And here too, the numbers mentioned to teach, Shem Asin Kulim Hel Ma'achas, Chayva Kol Achas Va'achas. If one inadvertently violated all the 39 Malachas, he's required to bring a separate Karban Chatzas for each Malacha. The Mishnah later in Daf Ches states, Arbam Mechusir Kapara. There are four types of people who are forbidden to eat kachem until they offer their requisite karbanos. Here the Mishnah mentions the total of four to exclude Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion that there are five mechusar kapara, as he holds ger mechusar kapara at sheizuk dam olav. A convert is forbidden to eat kachem until he brings his karbanos. Another Mishnah Daf Ches states, Arba mevin al azadin kishkaga. There are four transgressions that a karban is required even when committed intentionally. Here the Mishnah mentions the total of four to exclude Reb Shimon's opinion that there are only three, as the old Shavuos HaPekudim le'nitnas dain le'kapar. One's not liable for a Shavuos HaPekudim that was made intentionally. The Mishnah Daf Tes states, Chamish mevin karban echad al averes harbe. There are five who bring one karban for multiple transgressions. Here the Mishnah mentions the total of five to exclude Rebbe's opinion that there are only four, as he holds that another brings a separate karban for each tumah. The Mishnah Daf Tes states, Chamisha Mevin Karban Oyle V'Yerid. There are five whose karban depends on their financial status. Here the Mishnah mentions a total of five to exclude Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that there are only four, as he holds Nasi Mevi Sar. A king always brings a male goat for a chatz. The first Mishnah in Masechta Baba Kama states, Arba Oves Nezikin. There are four primary causes of damage for which their owner is liable for reimbursement. Here the Mishnah mentions a total of four to exclude Rabbi Ishi's opinion of Yid Gimel Oves Nezikin and Rabbi Chi's opinion of Chav Galad Oves Nezikin. The Gemara now elaborates on the source for Shleish Meshech Krisis Batayra in Masan Kul Mehel Ma'achas Chayv Kol Achas Va'achas. The Pasuk of Arayah states, Ki Kol HaShayasim Mekol Ta'ebis Ha'ela B'nichrasu. The Gemara asks, Eima Avar Kulu Mehel Ma'achas in the Chayv Kol Achas. Perhaps if one transgressed all their eyes, he's liable for only one Karban Chatas. After some discussion, the Gemara concludes as follows. The source for Lechalik regarding Shemus V'gufin Mechulakin, multiple Yisum with multiple women, is from the Pasuk, V'al-Isha benidas tumas alesi karv. The words V'al-Isha are superfluous and teach Lechalik a kol Isha V'isha. And the source for lechalik regarding shemus mochlak and bukuf echad, multiple surim on one woman, such as in the case of achaisei, sheachais aviv, sheachais imoy. If one cohabits b'shogeg with a woman who has multiple surim of achaisei, such as she was his sister, and also his father's sister, and also his mother's sister, he's liable for three karbanas chatzis, one for each iser. And this scenario would only be possible by rishia by rishia. All agree that the source is from the following pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim. Ve'ish ki yikach es achaisei, bas aviv ayvas imoy. And there are two superfluous words in this pasuk. Karas da achaisei. The word v'nichrusu is superfluous because karas for all the rice is already torn in the pasuk in Parashat Achrei Mais. Ki kol asher yasam mekol ateibus ha'elu v'nichrus hanafashas ha'isis mekerav amo. Achaisei de seifa. The word achaisei at the end of the pasuk is superfluous because achaisei is already mentioned in the beginning of the pasuk. However, there's a machlekes what exactly we derive from each word. Chum hold that karas da achaisei, the word benichrusu, comes to teach lechalik in the case of lechayba al achaisei, sheachais aviv, sheachais imay, which is shemus mochlak and beguf echad. And achaisei de seva teaches lechayba al achaisei bas aviv ubas imay, that one is liable for a sister of both parents, or cannot derive this through a kal v'chomer from a sister of only one parent, because einu ish min adin. A kal v'chomer cannot be used to derive punishments. While Rabbi Yitzchak holds karas da achaisei is needed to teach chiva krisis, einu bechlal malkas arbam. One does not get malchus for a transgression that is punishable with karas, and the v'achaisei the sefer comes to teach l'chayv al'achaisei she'achais aviv shehi achais imay. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak, we derive l'chayv al'achaisei bas av u'bas imay, either because he holds ein shem adin, kavachema can be used to derive punishments, or because he holds that we derive the einish me'ashara. Just as achaisei bas av u'bas imay is like sha'arais in that all have an ashara, so too they're similar in that all have an einish. And the Chum hold, Chiva krisis yeshnim b'chal malkus harbam. One does get malkus for a transgression that is punishable with karas.